It's 6 a.m. on a Saturday at a weekly sports injury clinic in Alamo Heights. The Friday night lights are off, and the fluorescent lights are on in the full waiting room at Christus Santa Rosa Hospital. Most of the young athletes are hobbling in on bandaged legs or cradling an arm in a sling, but not 15-year-old Christopher Muniz. He sits quietly next to his mother. His injury is invisible.
It was on kickoff return, and we were running up towards each other, and we hit head-to-head contact.
Muniz plays on the freshman football squad at Lanier High School.
Just felt a little bit dazed, and then I went back to the huddle, and then that's when the ref took me out.
The referee made the call that Muniz had to leave the game, and he's banned from team practice until he gets a doctor's okay. Christopher's mother, Vanessa Muniz, was in the stands at the game, and she saw the big hit.
Yeah, he's big, and the guy was bigger than him. I get scared every time he's on the field.
She's been scared for the last 10 years watching her son play football, and she said he's had at least one concussion before.
Anyone else who wishes to testify on for against House Bill 2038? Hearing none, we're going to close public testimony. Senator.
Concern about concussions is what spurred the Texas legislature in 2011 to pass sweeping reforms. The law requires high school athletes who take a hit to the head to obtain medical clearance before they can return to play. The return-to-play law was widely praised, but now many are asking if it goes far enough.
All I have to do is get a paper signed.
Will Danes is with the Brain Injury Association of America, Texas Division.
The player's going in to get their paper signed. They're not going in to assess their condition. They're not concerned about their health. They're going in to get a form signed so they can go back to play because of pressure from coaches, because of pressure from their teammates, and because they want to play. They love the sport.
Danes says the Texas return to play law doesn't include penalties for coaches, school officials, and medical workers that don't follow the law. It doesn't require a minimum or standard level of medical resources for games or practices, and it should require more education for players and parents about brain injury.
All right, so do you remember what happened on that play? All right. You remember what happened afterwards?
At the sports clinic, Muniz is seen by Dr. Rudy Navarro, a primary care physician and professor in the Department of Family and Community Medicine at UT Medicine.
Concussion, by definition, is functional injury of the brain. It's where the brain sort of resets, gets slowed down. I use the analogy of a computer that has a virus, and it doesn't run as fast. It's not going to load the programs as quickly.
Since there are no visible wounds, Dr. Navarro must hunt for signs of concussion by looking for evidence that Muniz's brain is slowed down.
Right there, hands on your hips. Close your eyes. Feet together, and just stand just like that, okay?
Muniz is a little wobbly, but he's keeping his balance. Then he's asked to perform some mental exercises.
I'm going to give you some things to remember to say back to me, okay? Car, ball, tree, flag, shoe.
The Centers for Disease Control estimates nearly 200,000 kids and teens are treated in emergency rooms every year for sports-related concussions. However, at the end of the examination, Dr. Navarro says Muniz appears not to be one of them.
So I can't say you definitely had a concussion. You had a hit to the head, and it was a bad one. What I do in these cases, I don't put concussion on here because I can't tell you that you definitely have a concussion. But it's possible you still do. It's really kind of hiding under there.
So he recommends some precautions.
So what I'm going to do is rest you over the weekend. I want you to take it easy, quiet, resting, easy foods, and then go from there.
Dr. Navarro tells Muniz to ease back into football over the next few days. He needs to self-monitor for headaches, upset stomach, problems with motor control, and mood swings. A week and a half later, Muniz is back in the game. He's playing center for the Lanier Vokes against the Jefferson Mustangs. And as he snaps the ball and throws a block, there's that lingering question about his risk for severe brain injury. Each hit to the head makes him more vulnerable to a concussion. Is this just part of the game, or can more be done to protect Muniz and the over 1 million high school football players in the United States? David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.